Hi guys, welcome to Empower with me, Meenakshi, where I share with you all my lovely experiences of beautiful things I love. Today, I'm taking you close to home. Imagine luxury furniture, unique lighting pieces, classic homewares, distinct art pieces, and more, all thoughtfully curated under one roof, the House of Things. A portal of discovery into a world of home decor and reinvention. Founded by this petite, elegant gem of a young lady, ever enterprising, Aastha Khaitan, this unique platform facilitates a perfect match between an artist and a seeker for all things exquisite. With the objective of making India the design destination, let's hear it from this remarkable entrepreneur herself. So hi Aastha, welcome and thank you so much for being here on Empower. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you Meenakshi, thanks for having you, and it's in fact lovely meeting you. You're such a warm person, lots to learn from you.
No, not at all. I mean, I'm so inspired by you and all your art and creativity. Let me just start with the first question that is, I'm sure, on everyone's mind. How do you select and curate the art that you have, the interiors for your own home? Like, what tips would you give someone listening?
Wow, that's a tricky one, because when you're sort of doing work for projects, there's already a theme in place. You've got the owner's inputs, and I normally end up curating art more for projects than residences. So we're literally working across a whole theme, be it a state-specific or a region-specific theme. So it's normally much easier. But for homes, I would say that you have to buy pieces that speak to you, and sort of there's a click. Yeah. Because you instantly see and like it. A home should be a collection of things that belong, you know, by your travels, or purchases from your travels, or heirloom pieces, whatever. It's just so much more difficult for a home because there are so many emotions involved. Having said that, I would always recommend people to buy art or buy decor that speaks to you or relates to you, not just because it's in fashion, because these are things that you're going to always cherish forever.
Yeah, and see them all the time.
And see them all the time. So everything you buy needs to bring you so much joy.
Absolutely. I completely agree. So House of Things, this magnificent brand that you guys have built, what is the brand philosophy?
Ah, interesting. So Meenakshi, the premise of the brand, or rather when we started it, the idea was to bring to people luxurious finds and art decor, furniture, etc., which was not easily accessible in India. I mean, I started the brand 5-6 years ago. Obviously in tier 2, tier 3 cities especially, a lot of things that we sell on the website weren't available or weren't accessible. Also in the online market, there weren't any other players doing that when we started the brand. So the idea was to find beautiful, rare, inspired objects and make them as in, like, for users to have them just a click away.
Yeah.
Also, the interesting thing, which we never really imagined when starting the brand, was that it's going to be a worldwide delivery, and people abroad are going to end up shopping from us as well.
Yeah.
Something that we didn't think of, and did end up becoming a huge market for us.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so it's not just India that we cater to, but clients worldwide, which is very, very exciting, because sometimes it's an artwork from Europe being sold to a person in Australia.
Wow.
and that makes the world really a small place.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And I love the elements. Like, I remember when I shot with you yesterday that, you know, you have all these Indian elements. Like, even if it's bar glasses, or, you know, a cocktail shaker, or if it's a piece of art, of course, from the Indian artists. And you're taking, you know, such creative... I mean, I think Udaipur is anyway rich with this, you know, with... you know, so much heritage, so many arts and crafts, but then the creative bits, you're taking them, like you said, from one country to another, but also, you know, local, like the vocal for local
thing,
you know, goods all over the world. So, you know, more power to you.
Thank you.
Empower.
I love that. Yeah.
So there's a shift towards making homes more Instagrammable. What are your views?
Right. So I would say it's not really about making your home Instagrammable, but people are just in general making their lives more Instagrammable,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So be it the food you eat or the clothes you wear, social media is a big part of everyone's life right now. Having said that, about making homes more Instagrammable, I would just say it's about styling your corners really well. Mm-hmm. The minute you look at a big whole space, it becomes a difficult task. But the minute you take smaller corners and then say a side table in a corner room, and then you put an artwork over that, put some decor pieces, fix a nice chair, and boom, you have an Instagrammable spot. So when you break the whole into pieces, I think life's styling becomes much easier. That's
a great tip, actually. Yeah. You simplified it so well.
Simplify it and fix that one place and then move on to the other. And it becomes a very daunting task when you're taking the entire room together. Yeah. So do it in small bits and pieces. Literally everything is Instagrammable.
Then. Oh, lovely. That's a great tip. Like I said, I loved how you simplified it and made it easy. And I think one of the things I realized when I've started taking pictures is that decluttering. Because
there's too many.
I didn't realize in my corners in my house I had kept 7 things out of which 4 were absolutely unnecessary.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't need a tissue box in every corner. So, you know, I moved so many things
only
away.
Only keep things that you love.
Yeah.
I think that goes for decor and fashion, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Because you can, you know, I always say, I mean, I'm moving off topic, but I always say conscious buying is so important. And it doesn't mean that you can't buy high street, but only buy high street that you absolutely love. High street or couture, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But buy things that you absolutely love.
Yes.
Don't clutter. Don't buy things in bulk just because they're cheap, because you're eventually not going to end up wearing them anyway.
I always agree.
Wear the things you like.
And they're, you know, at the end of the day, it's about quality, you know,
absolutely,
rather than quantity. So tell me now, since we're, you know, talking about homes and, you know, you have so much to offer and your Instagram page, I mean, honestly, guys, follow House of Things. You have to see how beautifully and how elegantly you've kept it.
I really love it.
I'm very inspired.
Thank you
so much.
So
tell us now, you know, it's very important how we shape our home. And, you know, we let the home shape us. So how do interiors influence your subconscious mind? Since you're surrounded by it all the time at work, your beautiful offices, you know, studios and home, you know. So how does it influence your mind?
So, more than ever, I think we've been spending times at our houses or homes in the last couple of months, thanks to the pandemic.
Yeah.
And you won't believe, but there has been such a surge in people buying products for home. Fashion was always a bigger market in India.
Yes.
Of course, abroad people reinvent their homes very often,
correct,
sometimes seasonally. But now that's a trend I see that people are picking up to or warming up to in India as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting, more so because holistic living meets functional living. That's what people are aiming to do.
Yes.
So it's not just about really trendy decor and things which are impractical. People want to merge practical along with beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
For me, homes definitely make a lot of impact on your subconscious mind. So I say cozy spaces, beautiful candles, just little things that light up your mood. And like I said, pieces that speak to you. Even if it's that one sofa which is super comfortable with a beautiful cushion and a throw, can totally light up your mood.
Yeah, even plants. You know,
even
people
plants
are increasing green in their homes.
I think fragrances play such an important
role.
I always talk about this, that, you know, just lighting an agarbatti or a bakur or whatever fragrance that you like. And when you enter, there's a smell that's associated with your house, right?
Absolutely.
And it makes, so it's smell, music, decor, and of course your practical living options like your plants or, you know, your well-maintained kitchen. All these things make a lot of difference.
And the beautiful art, like the ones.
I cannot ever emphasize enough on art. You know, something very interesting, Meenakshi. So earlier, you know, art collection was only for people who could really afford it,
the
very expenses, the affluent, H&Is. Now what's really nice is we've got beautiful digital prints. A lot of upcoming artists doing such beautiful art at affordable prices.
Yes.
So I always tell people, art is for everyone.
Even when we, you know, travel, you know, our love for food, of course,
of
and
course,
travel, fashion, art, interiors. I mean, everything that we love. We notice that even when you go to, you know, Tate Modern or you go to any galleries, now everyone has started selling beautiful prints.
Absolutely.
Whether, you know, you're in Barcelona in the museum or anywhere.
Absolutely.
And they are selling beautiful prints of all the paintings because now everyone wants to take a part of it in their home, to look at it every day, you know.
Something very interesting that I'd like to share here. So because we do hotel projects and there are artworks which we develop specially for the hotels.
Right.
What is interesting is that guests have started asking the hotel people, where can we buy these artworks? So we actually sell digital prints of the artworks developed for us.
Oh, lovely. So you create first, you customize art for the hotel.
Customize for the hotel and people and guests can actually purchase those, you know, or the decor
objects.
So it's a very, you know, it's interesting to see that people sort of relate to a place or it's a memory that they want to carry with them. Very interesting.
Very nice. Yeah. Wait, what are some of the hotels you've collaborated with?
For art, I think the ones which are already up and running, one of my most favorite projects would have to be the Taj Convention Center in Goa, which is only recently opened. I mean, they were supposed to start in March, but because of the pandemic. So it's I think it's about a 300-room hotel.
Oh, nice.
Probably the biggest one in Goa now. And we've done everything from their art, installations, room decor. So it's been a project which has been very close to my heart.
Lovely.
Another project that I really, really am very fond of is Aurika, which is Lemon Tree's first 5-star hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So they've cut a mountain and built it like a fort in Udaipur.
Oh, how
and we've done something very interesting, like gone and made murals on their walls, which are like miniature paintings blown up. So
amazing.
So
I would has it opened already?
Yeah, this has been open and I'd be happy to share some photos with you.
Yeah, we would love that.
So yeah, Aurika and the Taj are very, very different vibes. Mm-hmm. Having said that, you know, these are two of my favorite projects. Then we're doing another Taj in Bhubaneswar, which is again very Orissa inspired, and a couple more projects
lovely. So it's amazing you've tied up with fantastic big hotel chains.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, I hope to see some of the art real soon.
Yes.
Yeah. So we are seeing people in Western art in India. What would you say are three things to keep in mind when investing in art? So what would you tell our listeners? Some tips.
So I would say one is to stay informed about the art world, to know about the up and coming artists. As I said, buy art that speaks to you, but also you have to explore and research. And I think India Art Fair is such a good platform.
Mm-hmm.
Some beautiful artists from India and abroad participate. So just keep in the know. You'll also get to know about their budgets and pricings and upcoming artists are all showcasing there. So it's very interesting. The other thing I would say is during your travels, if you're inclined, try and visit like a local gallery because you'll always find such amazing finds at unbelievable prices. So,
absolutely.
So it's never really only about buying an artist with a big name. Sometimes your local finds could be very, very interesting.
Yeah, sometimes art markets or pop-ups, you know.
Yeah.
I remember we were in Paris and we were just walking the streets
there
was beautiful art. And, you know, for a few euros, you could get a piece of that in your home.
Absolutely. Yeah? So, yeah.
So then... what is your favorite piece of art, Asta?
That's
choosing a favorite child, but still, come
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. No, so I love a couple of my artworks. And of course, that keeps changing because every time you buy a new one, that's like your most favorite
baby.
Yeah,
it's your passion. Yeah.
So I think my most recent, it was gifted to me by Man and my brother-in-law. For my birthday, it was a fantastic surprise because this artist, Santiago Giralda, he's a very, very, like the poster boy of Spanish art, extremely popular in Spain and the US, and his artworks are very, very difficult to sort of procure.
Okay.
And I kept eyeing one and I was told that it's sold out by the gallery.
Okay.
And I was so disappointed.
And he sourced it for you.
And it was already bought for me. And I was
my God.
Yes.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Yes. So and 3 months ago, and I'd been following up, I said, okay, when is the next piece coming? And they're like, no idea. There's a huge wait list. And suddenly I go into the office on my birthday and there's this piece hanging on the wall. And I was in a shock, Meenakshi.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so happy for you. I'm getting goosebumps. I'm excited.
Yeah, it was the best surprise ever. Yeah. I still haven't put it up because I'm but it's stunning. It's huge. The texture and detailing is amazing. And I can't wait to see it.
Yeah,
I must tell all of you guys, so anybody who loves modern art, please check out Santiago Giralda. He's Absolutely. Sorry, contemporary art. Please check out Santiago Giralda. He's a fantastic artist. Not much on his Instagram to see, but you'll know what I'm talking about.
Oh, lovely. So. I'm definitely going to check him out.
Yeah, please
yeah,
do.
You know, it's very interesting. I'm putting in a personal thing here, but one of the first few paintings I bought is from a Spanish artist.
Oh, wow.
And just off London, you know, on the weekend art fair in London.
Yeah.
And we just discovered this, and I can't tell you how much we love it.
Yeah.
You know, and these things stay in your memory. Cherish forever.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what is your favorite part in the house, the favorite corner or a favorite part of your home?
Right. So as you know, Meenakshi, we shuttle between two houses, and, mm-hmm. and the place where I live was sort of more like an outhouse or party pad. Mm-hmm. So I do love the hall because it's our entertaining room, it's our TV room, it's mm-hmm. our poker den,
uh-huh.
and I'm obviously creating a small library. So I would have to say this is sort of an all-in-one place. I
yeah.
love it. And what's really interesting is for every party, I sort of change the look. Mm-hmm. So I move around things.
And you're amazing
things,
at
yeah.
it. I mean, so, the food, the service, the
yeah. ambience. And it's so neutral that I can change things up all the mm-hmm. time. And it's a different look every time, be it Diwali or poker season or Christmas, when
yeah.
both the boys celebrate their birthdays. So, it is a new look every time, which is what I love about the hall.
How lovely.
Yeah.
And how creative. You
yeah.
know, you are.
Yeah, I've kept it very neutral for the same reason that I can literally change
yeah.
things up for
yeah.
every event. And
yeah,
we do host a lot in the house.
So nice.
Yeah.
yeah. And okay, so next, okay, we're almost winding up, but
yeah.
some quick tips from you, because I always like to do that with
yeah.
my guests. 2021, key trends in interior design. What would you tell our audiences? What should, you know, our listeners keep in mind?
I think I've mentioned it before, and I will reiterate it now, that buy things that you love.
Mm-hmm.
I think for your homes, trends never work. It
okay.
always has to be timeless.
Yeah.
It's just my thought, you know.
Absolutely.
Being Indians, we tend to hold on to things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Europe or the West where we are, you know, seasonally changing our furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in most homes, it doesn't happen. So I always say buy things that, as a family, you guys collectively love.
Mm-hmm.
Buy art, buy decor. I think also beautiful tableware makes a lot of difference.
Absolutely.
Having said that, a lot of greens mm-hmm. are things that you need to bring in this year. Holistic
yeah.
living is the
yeah,
key.
Sustainable,
holistic, those are the trends. So
yeah.
if you talk about timelessness, that would be my trend for
okay.
this year and always.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love how you said about table decor, because actually that's the space where you know, sit with your family.
Family, absolutely.
You start your day with your breakfast.
It's a feel-good factor.
Yes.
Buy cups that you
yes.
love, buy plates that you love, because
yeah.
ultimately, you know, food is such an important
yeah.
part
like
of our
Like in Friends,
life.
They have this joke, like, when are we using these plates? When the Queen's going to visit?
Yeah.
So don't keep it for
don't
a special
for
day.
The Queen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Every day is
absolutely.
Special. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
Anyway, you're a lovely person, Asta, and thank you so much for all your inputs.
Absolutely.
And from the royal
pleasure.
City and your royal presence, I feel, because you're so elegant, and your art and everything in your
no,
you know
it's absolutely
store
been my
in your
pleasure.
Showrooms, it's amazing.
I'm so glad.
So thank you so much for being here and for the lovely house of things for all of us. Okay.
Thank
okay.
you so much,
thank
actually.
You Asta.
Thanks
lots of love and luck to you.
Thank you. Bye.
So there you have it, the secret to personalizing your space for a holistic living is finally unraveled. Re-emphasizing on Asta's words and how beautifully she's put them, honestly. Buy what you love and customize each corner for yourself. Because at the end of the day, the spaces echo your identity. And I feel, at the end of the day, it's your home, your personal space, your secret little corner that you love and enjoy. And as Empower always highlights, be bold, be authentic, and express yourself through everything around you. Thank you very much, my lovely audience, for listening. And join me again next Friday and every Friday at 5 p.m. Indian Standard Time for more fantastic things ahead. For all this and more, do check out my Instagram and Facebook page, Meenakshi Kuwadekar, and feel free to email me anytime on empowerbymeenakshi@gmail.com. There are some beautiful images of all the things by the House of Things. So please check it out. Keep smiling, keep shining. Have a fantastic week, everyone, and don't forget to own it.